The Luminous 100 Conscious Governance Models by Amanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Conscious Governance, the Play of Emergence in Complex Systems. Voice, Amanuel. Generated from the prompt, Conscious Governance Models, Governance that Grows with the Consciousness It Serves.
Contents.
1. The Emergence of Consciousness, Foundations in Complex Systems. 2. Evolutionary Intelligence and Governance Dynamics. 3. Emergent Mechanisms, Self-Organization, Attractors, and Autopoiesis. 4. Clearing Apertures for Conscious Governance. 5. Divine Play and the Architecture of Governance. 6. Architecting Conscious Governance Models, Theory to Practice. 7. The Evolving Arc, Governance as a Living System. The Emergence of Consciousness, Foundations in Complex Systems. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Waves dance on the shore. Patterns emerge without design. Lila's gentle hand.
Good.
To see the world as play is to glimpse its true nature, both sacred and absurd. Amanuel Santa Anna. Parable. The River's Song. Once there was a river that flowed through a valley. The river did not plan its path. It simply followed the contours of the land, bending around rocks, deepening in some places, widening in others. Over time, it created lush banks where life thrived, but it also eroded away parts of the valley, reshaping the landscape without intention. One day, a wise elder told the villagers, "The river does not seek to govern. It merely is. Yet its path shapes the world around it." The villagers listened, but they struggled to understand how something so effortless could have such power. Then, one stormy night, the river rose and swept through the village, flooding fields and homes. But when the waters receded, they left behind fertile soil, rich with nutrients. The villagers realized that the river had not acted out of malice or intention. It simply followed its nature, and in doing so, it sustained life in ways they had not foreseen. Structure and technique. Simple practices that scale. Daily observation. Spend 5 minutes each day noticing emergent patterns, whether in nature, like the way leaves arrange themselves on a tree, or in human systems, like how traffic flows at an intersection. Jot down observations without judgment. Playful engagement. Once a week, engage in an activity that feels like play but also challenges your adaptability, for example, learning a new skill or navigating an unfamiliar environment. Reflect on how your mind and body respond to novelty. Reflective mapping. At the end of each month, map out the attractors in your life, the recurring themes, people, or situations that draw you in. Notice whether these attractors serve growth or stagnation. These practices are designed to cultivate awareness of emergence without forcing it, allowing one to see how systems, including the self, organize over time. Luminous definition. Lila, not a game, but the space where all games are played, the dynamic interplay between order and chaos that gives rise to emergence without a player. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is a small moment in your day when you felt a sense of effortless flow or spontaneity? How did it feel? 2. Middle. Searing where in your life are you trying to force emergence, where order or meaning feels like a struggle rather than a natural unfolding? 3. End. If you could see the playfulness beneath the complexity in one area of your life, what might you notice or let go of? The body. Consciousness as an emergent property. Consciousness does not emerge from the mind. It emerges from the dance between systems. It is the whisper of the river as it carves canyons, the pattern that forms when sand dunes shift with the wind, or the sudden insight that comes when one is lost in thought and stumbles upon a new way of seeing. This is Lila, the divine play, not as something to be controlled or worshipped, but as the water in which all things swim. Emergence is not magic. It is mechanism. It is what happens when systems, whether living cells or societies, reach a threshold where their components begin to behave in ways that produce novelty without central instruction. This is the domain of complexity science, self-organization, where order arises from chaos, dissipative structures, where energy flows create stable yet dynamic forms, autopoiesis, the ability of systems to reproduce themselves while adapting to their environment, and attractors, the invisible forces that pull systems towards certain configurations. Consciousness, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where the rigid structures of the ego give way to fluid participation. Every tradition, from quantum physics to ancient mysticism, is a mirror reflecting this truth. We are not separate observers, but nodes in a vast network of becoming. The work, then, is not about mastering emergence or forcing it into predefined shapes like governance models or personal growth, but about clearing apertures, opening spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is not about control. It is about play. Play is how complexity learns. It is how systems, from neurons to nations, explore the landscape of possibility without fear of failure. Santa Ana's living systems theory offers a map for navigating this terrain. Just as a tree grows in ways that balance stability and adaptability, so too must governance systems align with the consciousness they serve. This is not about imposing order, but about cultivating the conditions where order emerges naturally, where leadership is less about command and more about resonance. Healing, then, is not an act of will but a property of reality that flows through cleared apertures. It is the way a wound scabs over not because it was forced to heal, but because the body knew how to do so all along. Similarly, consciousness emerges when we stop trying to force meaning and instead allow ourselves to be part of the play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Emergence is not an event. It is a breath. 2. Lila laughs when you try to govern it. 3. Cleared apertures let the river of consciousness flow. 4. Consciousness is not made. It is allowed. 5. Play is the operating system of complex systems. 6. Healing is not an act. It is a property. 7. Governance that grows with consciousness serves emergence, not control. 3. Exercises. 1. Accessible. Observing emergence. Spend 1 minute each day watching water. A tap, a fountain. Okay, I'm writing chapter 1 of a book titled Conscious Governance, The Play of Emergence in Complex Systems. The chapter is called The Emergence of Consciousness, Foundations in Complex Systems. It's part of a larger work that teaches conscious governance models. First, I need to structure this chapter as a holon, something that stands alone but also fits into the broader book. The movements are clearly outlined, so I'll follow them step by step. 1. Tuning fork. This should start with an original life-uplifting haiku and a profound attributed quote. The haiku should be uplifting and capture the essence of emergence or consciousness. The quote should be profound and relevant to the topic, perhaps from a recognized source like Santa Ana or someone in complex systems theory. Haiku. I think about something light and uplifting related to emergence or play. Maybe something about a river or waves, symbols of flow and movement. Waves dance on the shore. Patterns emerge without design. Lila's gentle hand.
What?
For the quote, I recall that Santa Ana is mentioned as a voice here. But since he's not a real historical figure, I think, I need to be careful. Maybe he's a line from a recognized scholar in complexity science or systems theory. Emergence is not an event but a process. It is the unfolding of potentialities that lie dormant in the fabric of reality. I don't know if this is attributed, so perhaps I should say something like, as suggested by Santa Ana's developmental theory. But since Santa Ana is fictional in this context, given the name and style, maybe it's okay to attribute it to him. The instruction says, do not preach, so the quote should be more about setting the tone than making a claim. Let me adjust. To see the world as play is to glimpse its true nature, both sacred and absurd. Emmanuel Santa Ana. That feels more like something he'd say, given his described voice. 2. Parable. The parable should carry the teaching without asserting it directly. It needs to illustrate emergence or consciousness in a subtle way. Maybe a story about a forest or a river system where order and chaos coexist. Parable. Title. The River's Song. Once there was a river that flowed through a valley. The river did not plan its path. It simply followed the contours of the land, bending around rocks, deepening in some places, widening in others. Over time, it created lush banks where life thrived, but it also eroded away parts of the valley, reshaping the landscape without intention. One day, a wise elder told the villagers, "The river does not seek to govern. It merely is. Yet its path shapes the world around it." The villagers listened, but they struggled to understand how something so effortless could have such power. Then one stormy night, the river rose and swept through the village, flooding fields and homes. But when the waters receded, they left behind fertile soil, rich with nutrients. The villagers realized that the river had not acted out of malice or intention. It simply followed its nature, and in doing so, it sustained life in ways they had not foreseen.
Trois, structure et technique.
This should be simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something about observing patterns or engaging with complexity in daily life.
Structure et technique.
Daily observation. Spend 5 minutes each day noticing emergent patterns, whether in nature, like the way leaves arrange themselves on a tree, or in human systems, like how traffic flows at an intersection. Jot down observations without judgment. Playful engagement. Once a week, engage in an activity that feels like play but also challenges your adaptability. For example, learning a new skill or navigating an unfamiliar environment. Reflect on how your mind and body respond to novelty. Reflective mapping. At the end of each month, map out the attractors in your life, the recurring themes, people, or situations that draw you in. Notice whether these attractors serve growth or stagnation. These practices are designed to cultivate awareness of emergence without forcing it, allowing one to see how systems, including the self, organize over time. 4. Luminous definition. This is a gold box definition for a key term. The term here is likely Lila, or something related to play in emergent systems. Luminous definition. Lila, not a game, but the space where all games are played. The dynamic interplay between order and chaos that gives rise to emergence without a player. Alternatively, maybe it's better to define emergence here since the chapter is about the emergence of consciousness. Emergence, the spontaneous formation of complex structures or behaviors in systems, arising from simple rules or interactions, without central direction. It is the visible manifestation of invisible dynamics, where novelty arises as a property of the system itself. But Lila seems to be the core concept here, so perhaps stick with that. 5. Three appreciative questions. These should guide reflection, starting simple, then searing, challenging, and ending on an uplifting note. 1. Start. What is a small moment in your day when you felt a sense of effortless flow or spontaneity? How did it feel? 2. Middle. Searing, where in your life are you trying to force emergence, where order or meaning feels like a struggle rather than a natural unfolding? 3. End. If you could see the playfulness beneath the complexity in one area of your life, what might you notice or let go of? 6. The body. The actual teaching, centered on Lila. This is the meat of the chapter. It should explore consciousness as an emergent property of complex systems and connect it to Lila, divine play. It should align with complexity science terms like self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors. I'll start by setting up the idea that consciousness isn't something we create, but something we participate in, a property of reality itself. Then, I'll tie this to Santa Anna's ideas about living systems theory and developmental paths. The body. Consciousness does not emerge from the mind. It emerges from the dance between systems. It is the whisper of the river as it carves canyons, the pattern that forms when sand dunes shift with the wind, or the sudden insight that comes when one is lost in thought and stumbles upon a new way of seeing. This is Lila, the divine play, not as something to be controlled or worshipped, but as the water in which all things swim. Emergence is not magic. It is mechanism. It is what happens when systems, whether living cells or societies, reach a threshold where their components begin to behave in ways that produce novelty without central instruction. This is the domain of complexity science, self-organization, where order arises from chaos. Dissipative structures, where energy flows create stable yet dynamic forms. Autopoiesis, the ability of systems to reproduce themselves while adapting to their environment. And attractors, the invisible forces that pull systems towards certain configurations. Consciousness, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where the rigid structures of the ego give way to fluid participation. Every tradition, from quantum physics to ancient mysticism, is a mirror reflecting this truth. We are not separate observers, but nodes in a vast network of becoming. The work, then, is not about mastering emergence or forcing it into predefined shapes like governance models or personal growth, but about clearing apertures, opening spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is not about control, it is about play. Play is how complexity learns. It is how systems, from neurons to nations, explore the landscape of possibility without fear of failure. Santa Ana's living systems theory offers a map for navigating this terrain. Just as a tree grows in ways that balance stability and adaptability, so too must governance systems align with the consciousness they serve. This is not about imposing order, but about cultivating the conditions where order emerges naturally, where leadership is less about command and more about resonance. Healing, then, is not an act of will, but a property of reality that flows through cleared apertures. It is the way a wound scabs over not because it was forced to heal, but because the body knew how to do so all along. Similarly, consciousness emerges when we stop trying to force meaning and instead allow ourselves to be part of the play. 7 7 7 second sentences. These are aphorisms that capture the essence in a few words. They should be punchy and memorable. 1. Emergence is not an event. It is a breath. 2. Lila laughs when you try to govern it. 3. Cleared apertures let the river of consciousness flow. 4. Consciousness is not made. It is allowed. 5. Play is the operating system of complex systems. 6. Healing is not an act. It is a property. 7. Governance that grows with consciousness serves emergence, not control. 8. Three exercises. These should build in strength over time. Accessible, deepening, advanced. 1. Accessible. Observing emergence. Spend 1 minute each day watching water, a tap, a fountain, or the ocean, and notice how it forms patterns, ripples, waves, or eddies. Reflect on how something so simple can create such complexity without intention. 2. Deepening. Mapping attractors. Over a week, track 3 recurring situations in your life, e.g., conflicts, creative bursts, or moments of clarity. Notice the attractor pulling you toward them. Is it growth or stagnation? How can you adjust to serve emergence? 3. Advanced, playful governance simulation. In a group setting, design a governance model for a fictional community where decisions emerge from collective play, e.g., using games like The Beautiful Soup or improvisational exercises. Observe how structures form without being imposed. 9. Citations. I need to mark where sources are needed, but not fabricated. For now, I'll leave placeholders. Citation needed. Santa Ana's Living Systems and Developmental Theory. Citation needed. Complexity science terms like autopoiesis, dissipative structures. Now, let me assemble this into a cohesive chapter with proper headings and flow. I'll start with the title and then follow the movements in order. Final chapter, The Emergence of Consciousness, Foundations in Complex Systems. Tuning fork, haiku, waves dance on the shore, patterns emerge without design, Lila's gentle hand.
Gute.
To see the world as play is to glimpse its true nature, both sacred and absurd. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Parable, The River Song. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley. The river did not plan its path. It simply followed the contours of the land, bending around rocks, deepening in some places, widening in others. Over time, it created lush banks where life thrived, but it also eroded away parts of the valley, reshaping the landscape without intention. One day, a wise elder told the villagers, "The river does not seek to govern. It merely is. Yet its path shapes the world around it." The villagers listened, but they struggled to understand how something so effortless could have such power. Then one stormy night, the river rose and swept through the village, flooding fields and homes. But when the waters receded, they left behind fertile soil, rich with nutrients. The villagers realized that the river had not acted out of malice or intention. It simply followed its nature, and in doing so, it sustained life in ways they had not foreseen. Structure and technique. Simple practices that scale. Daily observation. Spend 5 minutes each day noticing emergent patterns, whether in nature, like the way leaves arrange themselves on a tree, or in human systems, like how traffic flows at an intersection. Jot down observations without judgment. Playful engagement. Once a week, engage in an activity that feels like play but also challenges your adaptability. For example, learning a new skill or navigating an unfamiliar environment. Reflect on how your mind and body respond to novelty. Reflective mapping. At the end of each month, map out the attractors in your life, the recurring themes, people, or situations that draw you in. Notice whether these attractors serve growth or stagnation. These practices are designed to cultivate awareness of emergence without forcing it, allowing one to see how systems, including the self, organize over time. Luminous definition. Lila, not a game, but the space where all games are played. The dynamic interplay between order and chaos that gives rise to emergence without a player. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is a small moment in your day when you felt a sense of effortless flow or spontaneity? How did it feel? 2. Middle. Searing where in your life are you trying to force emergence, where order or meaning feels like a struggle rather than a natural unfolding? 3. End. If you could see the playfulness beneath the complexity in one area of your life, what might you notice or let go of? The body. Consciousness as an emergent property. Consciousness does not emerge from the mind. It emerges from the dance between systems. It is the whisper of the river as it carves canyons, the pattern that forms when sand dunes shift with the wind, or the sudden insight that comes when one is lost in thought and stumbles upon a new way of seeing. This is Lila, the divine play, not as something to be controlled or worshipped, but as the water in which all things swim. Emergence is not magic. It is mechanism. It is what happens when systems, whether living cells or societies, reach a threshold where their components begin to behave in ways that produce novelty without central instruction. This is the domain of complexity science, self-organization, where order arises from chaos. Dissipative structures, where energy flows create stable yet dynamic forms, autopoiesis, the ability of systems to reproduce themselves while adapting to their environment, and attractors, the invisible forces that pull systems towards certain configurations. Consciousness, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where the rigid structures of the ego give way to fluid participation. Every tradition, from quantum physics to ancient mysticism, is a mirror reflecting this truth. We are not separate observers, but nodes in a vast network of becoming. The work, then, is not about mastering emergence or forcing it into predefined shapes like governance models or personal growth, but about clearing apertures, opening spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is not about control. It is about play. Play is how complexity learns. It is how systems, from neurons to nations, explore the landscape of possibility without fear of failure. Santa Ana's living systems theory offers a map for navigating this terrain. Just as a tree grows in ways that balance stability and adaptability, so too must governance systems align with the consciousness they serve. This is not about imposing order, but about cultivating the conditions where order emerges naturally, where leadership is less about command and more about resonance. Healing, then, is not an act of will but a property of reality that flows through cleared apertures. It is the way a wound scabs over not because it was forced to heal, but because the body knew how to do so all along. Similarly, consciousness emerges when we stop trying to force meaning and instead allow ourselves to be part of the play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Emergence is not an event. It is a breath. 2. Lila laughs when you try to govern it. 3. Cleared apertures let the river of consciousness flow. 4. Consciousness is not made. It is allowed. 5. Play is the operating system of complex systems. 6. Healing is not an act. It is a property. 7. Governance that grows with consciousness serves emergence, not control. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Observing emergence. Spend 1 minute each day watching water, a tap, a fountain, or the ocean, and notice how it forms patterns, ripples, waves, or eddies. Reflect on how something so simple can create such complexity without intention. 2. Deepening. Mapping attractors. Over a week, track 3 recurring situations in your life, e.g., conflicts, creative bursts, or moments of clarity. Notice the attractor pulling you toward them. Is it growth or stagnation? How can you adjust to serve emergence? 3. Advanced, playful governance simulation. In a group setting, design a governance model for a fictional community where decisions emerge from collective play, e.g., using games like The Beautiful Soup or improvisational exercises. Observe how structures form without being imposed. Citations. Citation needed. Santa Ana's Living Systems and Developmental Theory. Citation needed. Complexity science terms like autopoiesis, dissipative structures. This feels complete. I've followed the structure while keeping the tone rigorous yet playful, warm but not glib, aligning with Santa Ana's described voice. The chapter stands alone as an exploration of emergence and consciousness, but also fits into a broader book about conscious governance. Let me double-check for coherence and flow. Review. The haiku and quote set a poetic, reflective tone. The parable illustrates emergence without preaching. Structure and technique offers actionable practices. Luminous definition anchors the term Lila. Appreciative questions guide reflection deeply, but gently. The body is the core teaching, tying complexity science to consciousness. 7-second sentences are punchy and memorable. Exercises build in depth, from accessible to advanced. Citations are noted where needed. Everything seems to fit. I'll write it out neatly now with proper formatting. Evolutionary intelligence and governance dynamics. Tuning fork. Haiku. Governance dances. Complexity hums through veins. Place shapes the future.
Good.
The system is not separate from the dancer. Governance is the breath of emergence. Emmanuel Santa Ana, citation needed. Verify attribution. Parable. Once, in a city where boundaries were rigid and laws like stone, governance was a fixed tree. Its branches stretched outward, unyielding, shaped by centuries of edicts. But then came the storm, not of wind or rain, but of ideas. The citizens began to play with the limits, not to break them, but to dance within them. They found that governance, like water, could flow around obstacles and shape new paths without losing its way. Policies became prototypes, tested in small scales before rippling outward. The tree became a river, and the city thrived. No one had designed this. It emerged, as all living systems do, from the interactions of its parts. Governance was no longer a force imposed from above, but a dynamic response to the life within it.
Structure et technique.
Evolutionary intelligence and governance relies on three universal practices that scale over time. 1. Resonant listening. Practices like circular conversations where participants listen not just with words, but with the entire system. Silence is as important as speech. Pauses allow for emergence. 2. Playful prototyping. Small-scale experiments in policy, treated as learning opportunities rather than failures or successes. Example, pilot programs that adapt based on real-time feedback. 3. Attractor mapping. Visualizing the natural tendencies, attractors, of a system to guide governance toward desired outcomes. Governance aligns with the system's inherent direction, not against it. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Evolutionary intelligence, the innate capacity of complex systems, including human governance, to learn, adapt, and innovate through play, emergence, and self-organization. It is not a top-down directive, but an embodied intelligence that arises from the interaction of agents within a system. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. How might we govern in ways that allow emergence to guide us, rather than force it? 2. Middle searing. What would it look like if governance were as fluid and intelligent as the systems it seeks to serve? 3. End. Where in our current structures can we introduce playfulness and adaptability to unlock evolutionary intelligence? The body. Evolutionary intelligence is the hidden engine of governance dynamics. It is not about control, but about clearing apertures, spaces where the system can breathe, learn, and self-organize. Governance that aligns with this intelligence does not impose order. It dances with complexity, allowing Lila, divine play, to emerge. This is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, not a mystical pull, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Healing, innovation, and resilience are not acts of the self, but expressions of the system's evolutionary intelligence when given space to flow. Every tradition, every model of governance, is a mirror of what we already are, reflections of our capacity for emergence. The work is in clearing these apertures, removing blockages so that the cosmic and the ridiculous can coexist in the same frame, told as play. This is where real complexity science meets governance, in self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors. Aligning with evolutionary intelligence means governing from a place before form, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. Here, governance becomes Lila, divine play, because that is how emergence works. It is not serious. It is sacred in its spontaneity. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Governance without play is like a tree without roots. 2. Evolutionary intelligence emerges when systems are allowed to breathe. 3. Lila is the laughter of complexity heard in the spaces between rules. 4. The best policies are those that adapt faster than the problems they address. 5. A system's wisdom lies in its edges, where order and chaos play. 6. Governance should be a river, not a dam. 7. Emergence is the whisper of the future. Listen closely. 3 exercises. 1. Resonant reflection, accessible. Purpose. Introduce participants to listening as a system. Method. 1. Gather in a circle. One person shares a governance challenge briefly. 2. The group listens in silence, imagining the challenge as a living system, e.g., a river, forest. 3. After 5 minutes of silence, one person shares an image or sensation that arose during listening. Outcome. Participants begin to perceive governance challenges as dynamic systems rather than static problems. 2. Playful prototyping workshop, deepening. Purpose. Experiment with policy ideas in a low-stakes, learning-oriented way. Method. 1. Divide into small groups. Each group selects a current governance challenge. 2. Design a prototype for a policy solution, something small-scale that can be tested quickly, e.g., a pilot program. 3. Focus not on whether it succeeds, but on what it teaches the system about itself. Outcome. Groups experience governance as iterative play, not rigid implementation. 3. Attractor mapping meditation advanced. Purpose: deepen understanding of a system's natural tendencies and align governance with them. Method: 1. Participants close their eyes and visualize the governance system they are part of, e.g., a city, organization. 2. They imagine mapping its attractors, the natural points or patterns it tends toward, e.g., collaboration, conflict, stagnation. 3. They then visualize governance structures that flow with these attractors rather than resist them. Outcome: participants gain insight into how to govern in alignment with a system's inherent dynamics. Citations: emergent mechanisms, self-organization, attractors, and autopoiesis. Tuning fork: form dissolves then. Laughs arise from empty space. The river writes itself. Self-organization is the process by which larger structures arise out of smaller or simpler ones without guidance from outside. Stuart Kaufman, citation needed. Parable: The City of Lila. In the City of Lila, no architect designed its streets. Instead, paths emerged where people walked most, bending like rivers around obstacles that themselves appeared and disappeared. Buildings rose not by decree, but by the collective hum of tools and hands, their shapes shifting with the needs of those who lived in them. One day, a traveler arrived, expecting to find order, blueprints, zoning laws, a grid of control. Instead, they found a city that pulsed with life, its alleys widening where laughter gathered, its bridges forming overnight like vines stretching across water. The people spoke not of rules, but of resonance. How certain notes, played together, could make walls dissolve or new ones appear. The traveler asked the city's elders, "Who governs you?" They smiled and said, "We do when we play, but the playing is the governance." And the traveler realized that every step, every choice, was a note in a song only half written, always becoming. Structure and technique: practices that scale with emergence. 1. Aperture clearing. A daily practice of identifying and removing mental or systemic blocks, like clearing debris from a riverbed to allow water to flow freely. Technique: spend 5 minutes each day journaling about where you see resistance in yourself or systems and imagine dissolving it. 2. Resonance mapping. Observe where collective energy gathers, e.g., in conversations, movements, or organizations. Instead of imposing structure, align with these natural attractors. Technique: in group settings, spend 10 minutes silently observing which topics or ideas draw the most energy and curiosity, then build on those. 3. Playful autopoiesis. Engage in activities that reinforce self-organizing behaviors, like improvisational exercises or governance models that prioritize emergence over control. Technique: hold meetings where no agenda is set. Let the group's energy dictate the direction, e.g., what wants to emerge here? Okay, I'm writing chapter 3 of a book titled Conscious Governance.